It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. Thank you, New York. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. And of course, we are in our fourth year of doing the show. Wow. We started in July of 2015. We are now in deep or, you know, past the midway point in 2018. And this is very, very exciting for us. And as the listeners know, every single week, we talk with C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, real estate, leadership, strategic planning, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition, where it's certain you will gain, actually from many of the categories I just listed, that we will try to touch on with tonight's amazing guests. But before I get to the guests, some thank yous. A special thank you to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a very critical support role for the show. In particular, Cirilli, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. And Eliana, of course. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. We have a robust YouTube channel, and all episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Also, a special shout-out to the folks at the C-Suite Network. That is where I met tonight's guest. I just have to, I don't want to, keep this in suspense any longer. It's Amanda Holmes from the Chet Holmes Institute. Some brief background about Amanda Holmes. The Chet Holmes Institute is a company which has assisted over 200,000 businesses since 1991. I'll repeat that. That's right. Nearly a quarter of a million businesses have benefited from the Chet Holmes Institute since 91. Her father, Chet Holmes, wrote the New York Times bestseller, The Ultimate Sales Machine, which actually appears today in 13 languages. Wow. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss proven marketing secrets that will increase your business 9 times. It sounds too good to be true, but folks, I am part of the Chet Holmes Institute, so I drink the Kool-Aid. We'll also discuss the 6 time management secrets that increase productivity by 500% and the importance of pig-headed discipline. And I know it's a little bit of a joke there, if you want to say that, hey, it's, not kosher to say that, but it's fine. Yes, the importance of pig-headed discipline. And with that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Amanda Holmes. Amanda, how are you?
So I'm laughing at that whole kosher joke. I've never heard that one before. That was great.
You know, when I tell it over to people, I say, I'm going to tell you something. It is kosher to say that. And I've heard from Chet Holmes, you got to have pig-headed discipline, all right? It's kosher to say that.
That's all you need. That's all you need. I love that. Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
So thank you, and I'm so glad we met again. A special shout out to and a thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and the great folks at C-Suite Network. I was there recently at their San Francisco conference, and the power of social media. I was looking up on the board, and I see a tweet from Amanda Holmes. I'm like, wait a second, she's here. I went to the front desk. I'm like, Amanda Holmes is here. They said, yeah. She said, and sure enough, then I get to Amanda. I was like, wow, I flew to San Francisco. And I had other, takeaways from the event, but it was really great to meet you in person. I'm a tremendous fan of the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. And that's why it was, I was looking forward to this opportunity for a very long time. And thank you for making time available to come on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, let's give a lot of value. How about it?
Yes, all set. No. If I may, let's open up with the fact that you were thrust into the position at 26 years old. Perhaps you could just describe that, that how that all took, it happened all so fast, and you were thrust into the CEO role. Perhaps, if I may, it's just a tremendous learning, a life lesson for so many, if you could explain it.
Yeah, so I actually was a singer-songwriter. For about 10 years, I released 4 records while at one of the top music schools in the U.S., USC's Thornton School of Music. And I was completely on the path of doing my music career, had nothing to do with the family business. Obviously, my father had a couple hundred staff assisting hundreds of thousands of businesses worldwide in every industry, and I really just wanted to sing. And my father got diagnosed with leukemia, and during that time, I took full time being a caregiver for him. My whole family did, and we looked at every alternative under the sun to try and understand the cancer and how to cure it. And during that time, I actually met my mentor, who's a saint from India. Her name is Guruji Shishu Poonamji. For those, I don't know how many people in the New York area are familiar with Indian lineage, but she comes from the Neem Karoli Baba lineage, so very, very well known. And I was lucky to be able to study with her, because my father ended up passing a year and a half later, and I got, like you said, thrust into this couple hundred staff. We're a coaching and consulting business, so everyone is in their 50s and 60s, and here I am in my 20s looking around going, I want nothing to do with this. Are you kidding me? And right before that, I was in Asia studying meditation and teaching meditation. But thank God I had that, because the emotional work to work through the fact that I've lost my father, who I loved with all of my heart. We had a very special bond. To now I have all of these staff, you know, some attacking me, some kissing my butt, you know, all of these different things, trying to figure out how to write a ship that was all based around my father and him as the leading figurehead. So I went through a couple of different leadership positions in different C-suites and such until I finally stepped in as CEO, and in that time I was able to double our clientele 2 years in a row. And the third year I really took off and focused on a nonprofit that I'm really passionate about with my mentor. So just practicing my father's 12 core competencies on doubling sales. I really didn't have any other training other than that, and the work that I had done on myself to understand my emotions and understand how to overcome them.
Fascinating. And emotions is really the key word there, because the dynamic surrounding all that is so fantastic and so delicate and so I don't know how to describe it in words, where the passing of a father, a beloved one, who was leading this major company servicing Fortune 500 companies, and all coming together, and you're 26 years old, like, you know, you can't even make up the script for that.
It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And it's amazing how I really thought that I was the last person that could ever take over the company. And yet in the final days before I stepped in, it was really my staff that pushed me a lot and said, you have to take it over. You get what's going on here. And it was really just sitting in and listening in on calls. For the first 6 months, I did nothing but listen in on calls, and I didn't say a thing because, frankly, half the time I was just crying because I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to be a part of it, and I missed my father a lot. But then I started asking questions and really trying to understand why things were working the way they were, and my staff just kept saying, you're asking the right questions. Ask more. I'm like, really? Okay. I'll keep asking. And then I really started to get passionate about, wow, you know, I really come from a place of I want to serve people, coming from that healing background, studying healing, and then singing was all about how can I assist people to uplift them. So I mean, all of my songs are really about upliftment. So then when it came to the business, I just thought, well, all of these, you know, small businesses or medium-sized businesses all the way up to 60 of the Fortune 500, they're really just people trying to become the best that they can possibly be. And if I can assist them with that, what a beautiful opportunity I have here.
Amazing. Let's move into some of the nuts and bolts of the Chet Holmes Institute. Now, Time management. I don't know that it's fair to start with this one, but we will if it's okay. We know how critical it is to any successful business owner. The Chet Holm Institute International has 6 time management secrets that increase productivity by 500%. Now, I just want to repeat that because people are going to think, okay, you know, this is just too good to be true and click out. It may sound too good to be true, but listen, because it's coming from someone that runs an organization where they've proven this to work with many Fortune. Again, they've worked with 60 of the Fortune 500 companies. That's more than 10% of the Fortune 500 companies. And of course, close to 250,000 other businesses. They have 6 proven time management secrets that will increase productivity by 500%. Amanda, it's all yours.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me just really quickly. So my father actually created these when he doubled the sales of 9 different divisions for a popular billionaire by the name of Charlie Munger. You probably heard he's partner to Warren Buffett. So he realized that he was spending all the time in his day in the office reacting to everyone, you know, got-a-minute meetings or breaking out every 5 minutes, and he couldn't be proactive. So one of the first steps, if everybody that's listening, the best way you'll get something out of this is actually doing the exercise while we go through it. So if you have a pen and paper, I always write it on a pen and paper. It kind of just makes it stone and makes it separate from the electronic world. So if you get out your pen and paper and you write down, step number one is touch it once. So if we spend just 15 minutes a day revisiting or rereading documents, we waste 97 hours per year where no action is taken. So the first step to time management is touch it once. If you see an email, respond to it. Even if you can't respond to the entire thing right away, you respond to it in, let's talk about this at our weekly meeting, or you organize it into a folder. So the step number one is touch it once. Does that make sense?
Yeah, doing great.
Okay, nice. Great. Step number two, make a list of your top 6 things to do. Now, we could do massive lists of, you know, 30 different things, but the most important, what are the quintessential 6 things that you have? It's okay if you do 9 instead, but ultimately, we're going to come down to 6. So make sure that you prioritize those 6 things. Okay? Then step number 3 is you allocate how much time it will take you to do each task. So let's say that I have a contract that I need to write up, and it's going to take me about 30 minutes to write that. So next to that light item, you put 30 minutes. Reaching out to a client to follow up about a contract that's out, maybe that'll take 15 minutes. So you write how much time it's going to take you for each task. That's number 3. And then number 4, you actually want to place it into your day. So let's say that you start at 8 a.m. 8 a.m., I'm going to respond to this client, and it's going to take me 15 minutes. Then the next thing is I'm going to work on a presentation, and that's going to take me another 30 minutes. And then, so you want to step by step. And the key here is make sure that you also leave 1, if not 2 times in that day where you actually respond to got-a-minute meetings or to emergencies that are coming up. So instead of your whole day becoming reactive, now you've put it in to be proactive about that time. So when a client or a staff comes in and says, hey, I want to talk to you, well, I have time at 2 o'clock. So you've scheduled into your schedule, I'm going to respond to emails, I'm maybe going to go on social for 15 minutes, so then you're not reacting to that all day, you're being proactive about it. So that's number 4. Number 5, prioritize. You want to make sure that you're putting the most important tasks first, because we know roughly 20% of your work produces 80% of your results. So you want to make sure that you're allocating time for those important things. My father, for instance, wrote The Ultimate Sales Machine, his New York Times bestseller, in 1 hour a week every Monday night.
Really?
Can you imagine?
That is amazing. I mean, that is the work, folks. And we're going to have a giveaway soon, but I don't want to interrupt the list. But that's how he did it. And I remember he said 1 hour a week.
Yep. It's amazing. I mean, that book alone, it's still hitting Amazon's bestseller list 7 years after its release, and it's been able to create a legacy that I've been able to take over the company right. since he passed, all because of this amazing book that he created. But you know what? He was running 12 different companies. Wow, people were saying, you got to write a book, you got to write a book. He's like, I run 12 companies. There's no way I have that time. And everybody listening right now knows that they have that one thing that could make their whole world so much better, but they don't have the time. Can you prioritize that for just 1 hour a week? So that's number five.
Yes.
Okay, and then number six, the last step is ask yourself, will it hurt me to throw this away? Because studies show 80% of all filed or stored information is never referred to again. So really, the hoarders out there, can you throw it away?
Wow. By the way, for those that are just tuning in right now, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this entire episode will be up on the channel, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Amanda was very gracious, and one lucky listener. I know there are a few books, but tonight we're giving away only one copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine, the New York Times bestseller, and it's still hitting the Amazon bestseller list. It's a fantastic work. I highly recommend it. It really is just one of a kind, where everything about running a business successfully is enclosed in, between the front cover and the back cover. It's all in that book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. It really is. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. MYB to 64600. And again, one lucky listener is going to win The Ultimate Sales Machine. Amanda, you also mentioned something else about another goodie that you have for the audience.
I do. Well, we just recorded a new video series. It's three videos on how to 10X your income in 1 hour a week. Because we all know that we're working, majority of the CEOs that are listening to this are working half days, right? 12 hours a day. So if you...
half
people
days,
are making,
12 hours a day.
You like that?
I love it.
So for those of you that don't have the time to work twice as much to make twice as much money, right. there are people that are making more money than you, and they're not working harder. What they're doing is working smarter. So that three-video series goes into three different breakthroughs that can 10X your income if you just work on them 1 hour a week. And to get that, you have to go to Chet Holmes, so that's C-H-E-T, Holmes, spelt like Sherlock, .com/ABC.
You made it so simple. Hey, folks, if you can't do that, forget. Then continue to work half days, all right? My guest is Amanda Holmes of the Chet Holmes Institute. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftas right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. mybradio.com. My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes. She runs the Chet Holmes Institute. Folks, in case you're just tuning in now, stay on for the rest of the show. And then on Tuesday, you could always go back and pick up, because in the first part of the show, she discussed how the six time management secrets that will increase your productivity by 500%. By the way, Amanda, you probably noticed my email response, right? When someone sends me an email. And of course, you know who inspired that. And of course, that's your dad's works. There's no question. When you saw that response, you're probably like, okay, he drinks the Kool-Aid. No?
Yeah. It was great. It was great. Good. I laughed.
You know, it's done delicately. It's done very politely. And there is there's someone to reach out to if there's anything that's urgent. But at the end of the day, if you're going to put me on the spot and see how disciplined I am, I will take the fifth. but I do know that I do have to be disciplined. And there are some days when I actually do adhere to it and keep it to twice a day. And of course, you're going to ask me the question: Are those days more effective? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Well, I'll tell you, people do these six steps, and they say it's the most productive day they've had in years, and they're shocked about it. And ultimately, you hit the nail on the head. The thing that's most important is that you need that pig-headed discipline and determination to continue to be disciplined about practicing these six steps. It's like working out. You know that it feels good. You know that it does good things for your body, and yet why don't you do it? So it takes to be able to be a master at time management, which I think maybe 1% of the population does that, and I will tell you right now, majority of them are billionaires. The reason why they do that is you have to be accountable to your time. So these six steps make it super simple. It's something you do in the first 5 to 10 minutes of your day, and it makes the entire day 500% more productive. That's not even an exaggeration.
Amazing. Folks, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes, a New York Times bestseller. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine, Turbocharge Your Business with Relentless Focus on 12 Key Strategies. You know, and by the way, before we go to the next question, we kibitzed about this at the beginning of the show. I understand your father wanted to call it the pig-headed sales executive wins every time or something like that. And I know, what was the title that he wanted?
The pig-headed executive wins every time. He was pig-headed about wanting that to be the title, because all through the book, truly, it's not about the knowledge that you get. It's about the implementation. And we know that that's what matters most. And my father just reamed that into the book over and over and over and over again. And yet the publisher was like, there is no way that we're going to put out a book called The Pig-Headed Executive Wins Every Time. It has to be The Ultimate Sales Machine. And it won in every case study that they tried. They did it with different groups and such. And so today it's called The Ultimate Sales Machine. But it's so much more. And when people really are fans of the book, they know that it's so much more than just sales, right?
Right.
It's time management. It's how
everything
to run an effective meeting. It's appointment setting. It's policies and procedures. It's the 12 core competencies to be able to double sales.
I tell my friends, if there's one business book you need to buy, it's The Ultimate Sales Machine. And it's really true. Mm-hmm. It really is. Let's move along. Your institute, the Chet Holmes Institute, has proven methods to boost marketing and sales 9 times. I'm speechless. Go ahead, Amanda.
Oh, yes. You'll believe it when we go through this exercise. So imagine, I'm going to put you through a little exercise right now. So imagine that you're in a stadium full of 50,000 of your potential clients. So you're staring at all of them, and Yitzhak and I are standing up on the stage, and we hand you a mic, and you take that mic, and you go, "Hello, my name is Bill, and I'm here to talk to you about blank." what would be the title of your talk? And for those of you that put out a pen and paper, you can go ahead and try to write what would be that title that you would say to your 50,000 clients that would either totally make you or completely break you. Normally, I get a couple of answers of stadium pitches, but we'll move right along. So that title, imagine that for those of you that have a pen and paper, draw a triangle. And in that triangle, just put a line over that 3%, just the top 3% of that triangle. 3% of your audience at any given time, studies have shown, are interested in buying your product now. 3%. So you make 100 cold calls, roughly around 3% will be in the buying now category. Mm-hmm. Then draw another line right underneath that at 7%. 7% of that pyramid are the people that are open to it. Maybe not buying right away, but in the next couple of months or weeks, they're open to it. Then draw another two lines for another 30% and another 30%. So that 30% are not thinking about it. The next 30% think that they're not interested. And the final 30% are definitely not interested. So if we really think about this, you really only have, if you're talking about you, your product, your service, you're really only reaching that 3% that are buying now, which all of your competitors are fighting to get that 3%, right? It's nothing more than that. Maybe the 7%, so you get 10%, but 90% of that buyer's pyramid is not interested in you, your product, or service. So if your marketing and selling is focused on me, my product, my service, which 90% of them are, you are missing out on 90% of the potential market. I'm going to stand here.
Wow. Well, you make it sound so simple, but what are the, if I may now walk us through this. So what does a person have to do in order to make sure that they would ace such an opportunity?
You have to educate. You have to educate. So I'll give you an example. We had a real estate client in Dubai, and they were $17 million 1 year. The next year, they got down to zero. They didn't sell one high-end real estate condominium.
Ouch.
And it was because the market had crashed that year. And what we did was, instead of talking about, hi, we have great high-end real estate, beautiful right next to the water, it's everything you need and more, that's all about me, me, me. Instead, we changed their stadium pitch to why wealthy CEOs are at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and premature death, and what you can do about it. So notice how if I talked about condos, it would only reach the 3%, but now I've got the attention of the entire buyer's pyramid. Right. Who wouldn't want to know, as a CEO, and their ideal buyers were Fortune 500 CEOs that have $1 million to spend on a vacation home. So they're obviously going to perk up their ears if, instead of trying to sell them something, I'm trying to educate them on how to live a more healthy life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Education-based marketing is a whole, I believe it's its own chapter in the book?
Chapter four.
Famous chapter four.
Yeah. So that client, actually, and we did another strategy, which I think we might talk about a little bit later. If not, you can get it in the book. Mm-hmm. We went after their best buyers, and we were able to increase their sales by $600 million in 12 months. That's one of our greatest success stories. We have a few more that are that outrageous, where people are like, I can't even believe that. But I will tell you right now, it is completely possible if you come from this place of educating your buyer.
And you know, the best buyer strategy, and as we discussed, the fan that I am of your father's works, and I've seen so many applications, whether it was a service based business, a product based business, it works all around. Okay, if something is a commodity, then perhaps it doesn't work as well, because commodities are commodities. Okay, there's other tricks, but certainly when something is not a commodity, and many times your father would explain how don't think of yourself as a commodity. I mean, there are many businesses that will actually wrap their head like, okay, I'm kind of commoditized, but no, you're not. You know, be unique, and then start to think about the best buyer strategy. I love the ones he had about restaurants and so many businesses, homes, the Homex homes.
Yeah.
Great examples. Unbelievable.
So should we dive into the fastest,
yeah, please,
least expensive way of to double sales?
Of course, sales? Sure. Also.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's called the Best Buyer Strategy, and the place that this came from was actually my father, while working for Charlie Munger, right, Warren mm-hmm. Buffett's business partner, Berkshire Hathaway, he had bought a small newspaper business. And at that time, they were not even on the charts. They weren't ranked at all. And my father was given 2,200 different advertisers to go and reach out to get their advertising. Mm-hmm. And after he researched this 2,200, he realized that 95% of all the advertising was actually purchased by only 167. Hence, the Best Buyer Strategy came to birth. Okay. So he reached those, what we call now a Dream 100 strategy. So those Dream 167 clients, he went after them with pig-headed discipline and determination. He reached them twice a month by phone, twice a month via mailer. And of course, today we can couple in so many different social media right. channels as well. And it's just about being in their face, in their place, in their space right. over and over and over again until they just, they have to take that meeting with you because they have to know, what is this? And it all came from this place of education, going back to that stadium pitch idea of how can I bring something of value to you and then bring you from the not interested parts of the buyer's pyramid into the buying now category. So the best buyer strategy, go ahead and write this down if you have your pen and paper. There's always a smaller number of best buyers than there are all buyers. There's always a smaller number of best buyers than there are all buyers. So instead of reaching or spending the money to research, to reach out to 2,200 advertisers, instead he spent even less money, but only on those 167. Now they were the largest in the field, right? They were the biggest, the Fortune 500 companies. So it took a little bit of time. And I will tell you, 5 months in, they didn't get one client. They hadn't gotten one client. Can you imagine going after somebody for 5 months? Would you have deterred away from this strategy if after 5 months you don't get a client? Well, on the 6th month, he closed the largest contract that industry had ever seen. And subsequently after that, they closed 28 more clients, and he doubled sales in the 6th month. And he managed to continually double sales all by this concept of finding your best buyer and going after them with vengeance. So what's one client that would produce way more clients than anything else? So maybe your average client costs or makes you $5,000, but you have another client that would make you $100,000, or maybe you have $100,000 compared to $1 million client. Who are they? Can you then market to those specific best buyers?
And another great takeaway from that incident: month 3, month 4, month 5. My gosh, yep. At what point? He must have been under crazy pressure from Charlie or anyone else, like, hey, Chet, when is it happening? Come on. How long are we going to duke this out? Come on. And then, pig-headed discipline. And
that's all it takes.
And like one of the interviews that I heard with him with Tony Robbins, where he said, there must have been pressure on you. He said, yeah, but, I was on the front lines and I knew it was imminent. I knew it was coming. There's a journey to a sale. And it was clear that we were getting close. It's true that it hadn't closed, but we knew we were close, and we had we had the backing of management. They had our back, and they knew that we were close, and they were willing to stretch it out. Wow, such amazing takeaways here for any business. My guest this evening is Amanda Holmes from the Chet Holmes Institute. By the way, how could people find out more about the Chet Holmes Institute?
Yeah, you can go to chetholmes.com. That's C-H-E-T, Holmes like Sherlock.com. And they can even, so then you would go to Online Institute to find out about our online videos and training. But I have that gift, right?
Let's hear about it.
You can take away 3 videos. It's a 3-video series on how to 10X your income in 1 hour a week. And all you have to do is go to chetholmes.com/ABC.
That easy. ChetHolmes.com/ABC. Wow. And by the way, the gifts continue. She's giving away one hardcover copy. Again, we may give some additional copies in upcoming weeks, but during this show, If you text over MYB to 64600, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine, the New York Times bestseller by Chet Holmes, to turbocharge your business with relentless focus on 12 key strategies. It is, the way I put it, if you need to read one business book, this is the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. And it's going to go to one lucky listener. Otherwise, you could still be lucky by going out and buying it. Of course, it is at Barnes & Noble, and it's on Amazon bookstores nationwide. The Ultimate Sales Machine, that red cover. Can't miss it. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Or visit GinniDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes from the Chet Holmes Institute. By the way, one lucky listener is going to win the book by her dad, the famous New York Times bestseller, The Ultimate Sales Machine. It's a hardcover edition is going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the New York Times bestseller, The Ultimate Sales Machine. And by the way, the Amanda had mentioned another great giveaway, how to 10x your income. ChetHolmes.com/ABC. Again, Chet Holmes, C-H-E-T, Holmes as Sherlock Holmes, HOLMES.com/ABC. It's that simple. You'll have access to three videos that could 10x your income in a year? What?
If you work on it 1 hour a week.
If you work on it 1 hour a week. Now, part of the, or probably the primary area of brilliance that Chet Holmes introduced to the world is the way he took very complex matters and simplified them. Really, I mean, that's if we had to put it in a very simplistic way, that's really what he did. He took sales, time management, running efficient meetings, and he had a way of packaging it. And that's what's discussed in The Ultimate Sales Machine, and also for those that are part of the Chet Holmes Institute, you can find out more by going to ChetHolmes.com. Chet Holmes, again, HOLMES.com. And that's why we wanted to have Amanda Holmes, who's the CEO of the Chet Holmes Institute, on with us. And we thank you Amanda, for joining me here, taking out of your precious time.
I love it. Let's give more.
Thank you. Oh, amazing. Well, you had mentioned that, in our previous correspondence, that the average executive is bombarded by close to or more or whatever, it's still a numb number, 40,000 messages daily. Folks, again, 40,000 messages. So right away, the mind is numb. It's like, you know, so I guess the question, so the question is for a marketing and an advertising executive or anyone that's in charge of the CMO of a company, you know, we know you can't just give up, okay? I mean, one option is just, hey, give up, you know, there's no way I'm going to rise above the clutter. But that's not the Chet Holmes way, right? Big out of discipline. We're like, we're going to crush through the clutter. What is your advice on how to rise above the noise?
Yes. Well, especially with social media, too. It's just, it's insane. It's hitting us from every point. So how do you stand apart? You need to start thinking like a strategist, because a strategist will slaughter the tactician every time. So let me ask you a question. When you make a sale, what is the point? Because majority of people will say, well, you know, that's my goal, is to make a sale. Well, would you like to be more respected in your field? Yes. Oh, would you like more referrals from this person? Yes. Would you like to be considered the number one in your field? Well, of course. Well, what are you doing to have multiple strategic objectives when you close a deal? So I'll give you an example of this. So we had a client that was a merchant services company, and I'm sure all of us have had those calls. You know, I can get you a smaller percentage on merchant services. You know, what's your percent that you have now? And it was all about price, 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 price. So what he did, instead of calling and having all of his sales team call, he started coming from this educational-based marketing approach, like we talked about in the previous segment. So his stadium pitch title was, he'd call up and he'd say, you know, we've done some market research, and we found that there are three powerful strategies that every business owner should know, because 95% of businesses fail, 60% don't make money, and you can learn how to avoid being a statistic. Would you like that education? And I will tell you that this strategy increased their appointment setting by 5 times, and then increase their sales conversions by 38%. And so instead of being that tactical, I just got to get the sale, I just got to get the sale, I got to get that 3% that are buying now, instead, he became a strategist. So he thought, how can I add value? How can I be the most respected in my field? How can I gain their rapport so that they will just never leave me? And when their contract is up, they'll come to me even if I'm double the price. So instead of the conversation being all about price, it ended up being a completely different conversation. They no longer were asking about everything detailed on price, because they had built enough rapport and respect and trust through an education that educated the business owner on what they needed to know to better their business, that price didn't become an option anymore. And for those of you that are trying to get, you know, increases on Google or want great reviews, which today that is just such a huge part of how people make their buying decision, is they go online and they Google you. Their Google reviews went through the roof. So then they started having these fans writing online just saying, I can't believe that these guys are giving so much value up front. It's insane. And the reason is because a strategist will slaughter the tactician every time. What can you do to educate your buyer on something that they're interested in? So it's not me, my product or service. I'm not going to get online and say, hey guys, let me teach you about the three ways that coaching is going to assist your business. No, I'm going to teach you about the three ways to double your sales in 12 months flat. How would you like to learn that? It's meeting your buyer where they're at. And it may be something that that isn't involved in your business, but you have to meet them where they're at. Does that land?
Oh, man, does it land. By the way, the best advice I can give everyone is to sign up for the Chet Holmes Institute. And remember, I drink the Kool-Aid, folks. So I'm just sharing a little secret here. I mean, ChetHolmes.com, Chet Holmes, HOLMES.com. That's the secret. Those that are smart enough will grab it, and those that pass, then hey, you know, you could continue to be a tactician.
Yeah, good luck.
Now, by the way, the two great giveaways that are being done on tonight's show, one is the book itself. One lucky listener is going to win the hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win the hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine. Otherwise, There are three priceless videos that could teach you how to 10x your income by following their method just 1 hour a week. All you have to do is chetholmes.com. Again, go to online, chetholmes.com/ABC. It's that simple. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Amanda Holmes. She is the CEO of Chet Holmes International. To find out more information about their wealth of materials to make you grow your business by, I'm not just going to say double, triple, because so many have grown it by over 10 times. And we're talking about real case studies. They've serviced over 60 of the Fortune 500 companies and close to a 250,000 other companies. So they have a tremendous track record. So Amanda, again, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
Now, we have so much to cover, and we've covered a lot already, but we still have so much to cover, and the clock is running out. So first, I want to officially ask you on the air, will you come back on the show in the future? That sounds like a yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we certainly got to do this again because we have so much more to cover because of the wealth that the Chet Holmes Institute has to offer. And again, I want to remind the listeners, you could join by going to chetholmes.com. Check it out, chetholmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.com. Just want to quickly mention the giveaways that we have tonight. One of the giveaways is access to three amazing videos to 10x your income. That you go to chetholmes.com/ABC. So again, chetholmes, HOLMES.com/ABC. And you could do both, actually. Yes. Yeah. The other one is one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover copy of The Ultimate Sales Machine. Amanda, I'm sorry for, you know, going on about the giveaways, but hey, you know, everyone loves something for free. No, you know, free is one of those magic words. No, your father talks about that. Free! Who doesn't love something for free? let's talk about the role of sales versus a mere 5 years ago. You know, how would you describe the role of a salesperson that it, you know, to the degree that it pivoted over the last 5 years?
Well, Forrester predicts that by 2020, 1 million sales reps will be out of a job. And what we're seeing with this retail apocalypse happening, and I'm really at the forefront of this, trying to keep salespeople in a job. Because if you look at your ideal buyer, I mean, just 5 years ago, 70% of the audience was saying, hey, curb your messaging, it's too pushy. And today, 97% are saying, back off, your sales messaging is too pushy. And the reason for that is because you're not building rapport. That's the first step to a sale. Right. So you're 65% of the way to a sale, to closing that deal, if you just gain their trust, their respect, that rapport. So there's a couple of simple things that you can do to gain rapport. For one, and I'm just going to give them like tactically. So people are, when they go to your website, they're looking at roughly around 3 to 5 pieces of content before even messaging or reaching out to a salesperson. So do you have great content, guides, education on your website that assists people to understand, oh, okay, this is who you are, this is what you do. Also, people want transparency. So I'm a millennial, and we're a generation that believes we trust blogs more than the 5 p.m. news. Studies have shown this. I just found a study that showed that. It's just shocking because people want to hear a voice. They want to hear your voice. And that's where if you start deciding, okay, I'm going to do a best buyer strategy. I'm going to find those people that buy the most from me the most often, and I'm actually going to reach out to them on social. And you know what? Instead of just reaching them and trying to get that appointment right away, what if I started just commenting on the different posts that they have? I have a current potential client. Well, they were a potential client. I just landed them as a client, and I closed it through Instagram. Mm-hmm. But all I did was start follow them on Instagram, and they're about a $100 million company, mm-hmm. and the president and the CEO, and I just started commenting on the posts that they had about their children and about what they were doing on Saturday night. And like I said earlier, I was in their face, in their place, in their space. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't get away from me. And then they ended up reaching out to me to purchase my, they bought 600 books. So that was the first of many steps that we're going to do together. But there's something really powerful to creating that human connection and how fast you can do it online today.
You know what's special? How you point out the human connection, even though we live in a world of social media. I mean, so many people forget the human connection and say, okay, I'll leave it to social media. Not realizing the way you did it was intentional, being in their place, in their space, but intentional. I mean, they saw it was not just done through a bot. You obviously commented in a way that showed that, hey, Amanda cares about you.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't cracked the code on how to have hundreds of thousands of followers, and it's hilarious because I have hundreds of thousands in my email database, but I haven't figured it out on social. But what I have figured out is how to build relationships on social with my best buyers and how to close deals. So ultimately, it's more to me about the profit than it is about the followers.
Right.
So
right.
That's something that I train on actually in that 3-video series, the chetholmes.com/ABC.
Now, your father has many great lines, but among the top, if not perhaps the top, is this one. Mastery isn't about doing 4,000 things. It's about doing 12 things 4,000 times. Oh, is that brilliant. Pig-headed
yeah.
Discipline, a 101.
I would really think that that's like my final statement, really, is, you know, you can, it came from my father being a black belt in karate. He was a 4th-degree black belt in karate. He actually had a studio. He taught karate in the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Well,
by the way, of all places to teach it.
Oh, I know. You had to actually know karate to be able to get to the place. But my mother and father, back when they didn't have enough money to even buy milk for cereal, they would use water instead. They ran this little karate dojo. And what my father realized was that it's not about learning 4,000 moves in karate. You know, it's punch, kick, back, you know, back kick, roundhouse kick. There's only a couple of moves. You just have to master them by doing them 4,000 times. And then he realized when he went and started working with Charlie Munger, right, billionaire,
right.
He realized that it's the same thing in business. It's not about doing a million different things. It's about doing those 12 things and making sure that you have the pig-headed discipline and determination to do them 4,000 times. And that's how he went from, you know, a broke New Yorker born in the Bronx to now having hundreds of thousands of clients and hundreds of staff and really making a name for himself. It's really just about that PhD, applying it to those those 12 core competencies.
Before my final question, I have to squeeze in one more. Yeah. What major influences assisted you to be able to take over your father's business and carry on the legacy without going out of your mind in the process?
Well, my father was a huge part of that, obviously. If I didn't have those 12 core competencies, I mean, that gave me a framework to something that I just had no clue what to do. And I just started, I really went on to our institute, actually. I'd never seen my father live. I'd never watched him speak. I wasn't really involved in the business. So to come in and start watching his videos every day, I watched them every day for 6 months. And that's what assisted and catapulted me forward, just like so many of our clients. Right. But I have to say that the work that I did with my mentor, Guruji Shushi Poonamji, she's the CEO of Divine Bliss International, she really taught me how to be me. And ultimately, when I took over my father's business, I had to take the reins and say, okay, yes, I understand and acknowledge that over the last 30 years, we've done business this way, and I will take what's great about it and move it forward, but I also need to make it my own because it will never survive unless I make it something new. And that was my big takeaway from learning from Guruji, is how can I tap into my truest potential and be able to just channel that from something greater than myself to create something new that can assist more people.
Amanda, we are literally out of time, but I got to get in this last question, and that is, it's a loaded one because I'm really not sure how you'll be able to answer it, because you have such great wisdom and from the Chet Holmes Institute, and I want to encourage everyone to check it out, chetholmes.com. We talked about the giveaways, but we're not going to take time for that right now because we're almost out of time. What final takeaway could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Well, in your business, if you have pig-headed discipline and determination, it's the one thing you need to succeed. When you're 4 months in, or when you're 2 years in, or when you're, 10 years in, and you just haven't been able to get from where you are now to where you want to be, it's just that PhD. That's really what it is. And then I will PS it with, and if you can do it, connecting to you and who you really are, and speaking your truth and living your truth and being in truth, I could do a whole piece on that. That's true karma that brings it all back around.
Once again, she makes it sound so simple. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Well, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.